Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
O'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show. We're down to me, Rami Makhlouf, and the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. But what more do you need than the inventor of the Lambo Leap to take your thoughts on a Packers win
that loser Gary
over the Bears
here.
At 799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. You can also email live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Sparky's under the weather. Gary just had to take off because he's off to Kohler and the Horse and Plow for the Horse and Plow
Devontae
Huddle.
Adams
along with Bill Michaels, yes. And their guest on site will be Devontae Adams. If you're in the Kohler area, head on out. Even if you're not in the Kohler area, plenty of time to get out there with the show starting at 6 o'clock. Again, Devontae Adams will be joining Gary and Bill from the Horse and Plow in Kohler starting at 6 o'clock. Right now we're asking you, how much stock, how much weight do you put into this win yesterday? 799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. A lot of people saying, yeah, they won, but it's the Bears. That's not a very good football team. Talk about that or anything else you want to talk about coming out of that 23-16 win at 799-1250 or tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Let's go to Josh in Cudahy. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Josh?
What's going on, guys? A couple things. I feel like the guy that called before me, that Ted, has just made up his mind that he doesn't like McCarthy and Thompson and just was hoping the Packers would lose so he had another reason to complain. That's kind of where I see that last call. But anyways, you guys, all over the station last week, we talked about how the Bears were good defensively, how the Bears could run the ball, and how those were the reasons why they could beat the Packers. And I think you can't really say that last week and then have it shake out like it did on Sunday with the Packers holding Howard to 55 yards and basically scoring 23 points on him, which was more than a lot of people predicted. It's just convenient that you would say that now. I feel like you can't say that last week and then not give the Packers credit this week for winning. And then secondly, with the Packers, I think they had a game plan where Humley didn't have to make a whole lot of plays. You saw Jamal Williams come in. He didn't have any explosive runs, but he just managed the ball and had, like, I think he had like 20 carries.
Yeah,
I think that's what they need to do. They have to find balance. They have to find a running game and establish it so that Humley doesn't have to make the throws. And when he had less pressure on him, I felt like he made a couple throws. He had a touchdown pass, and then he had the throw to Adams late in the game to kind of seal it. I feel like that's the kind of balance you need to have for him to succeed, because he can't make the plays that 12 can. So that's just my perspective. I think as far as the rest of the season, I'm not on the they're going to make the playoffs bandwagon again just yet. I think they've got a chance, but they need to play some good football the next couple weeks and beat the teams they're supposed to beat to have a chance. So I think the season's far from over. They're only one game out, but I'm definitely encouraged by yesterday. I don't think it's a situation where they can just kind of coast now and be expecting to win every game, but I think they're in a good spot now to hopefully get some momentum going.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. I think that's fair. I think most people want us to talk about Davis going back into the end zone, catching a punt, right? I mean, we want to talk about, you know, the blitz pickup is difficult, and that, again, I'm going to say it again, Trubisky throwing for 297 yards. I didn't forecast that because they, you know, the media basically said they didn't have any wide receivers. Now, was Marcus Wheat supposed to play, or Did he play?
I think there was a possibility he could play. I didn't see him out there on the field on Sunday, though.
Again, Inman or whatever. I mean, he played pretty good.
Dontrell Inman had a good year last year for the Chargers.
Yeah,
then got bit by the injury bug.
Yes, and if he's healthy, I mean, and then, you know, you go all the way back to the kid y'all drafted in the first round that can't stay healthy.
Kevin White.
That kid has a lot of talent. And again, I don't know why they didn't use Tariq Cohen. I didn't know why they didn't run the ball more. But I do know this, though. The Packers did answer. Once they got that touchdown from Bellamy, the momentum shift, you thought, okay, we're going to find out what kind of character the Packers have. And they stepped up and went down and scored and made this thing nerd. I know people want to talk about the missed field goal. You know, you got a rookie in there trying to hold, and it's wet. And now I think Gould, the center, they used to have, I think he's eligible to come off IR. I think he's eligible to come off. Yeah, I think soon he's eligible to come out if they want to go that route.
Right.
But I don't know if that's
I think
the
they
route
can only do that with one more player, and I think they're holding on to that spot for one particular guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Aaron's done. I don't want Aaron to play anymore.
That's not crazy talk. Year. We've had this conversation. No, that's crazy talk.
I don't want him to get hurt again. Just rest up 8, 9, 12 months. Get back for the Super Bowl
8, 9, 12?
Yeah.
Get out of here, man. Yeah, here's a tweet from Racquetball Player in Minnesota.
Did you spell player with an A?
Yes.
Okay.
He says, for me, a win is a win, especially against a divisional rival. But I do want Capers gone. Plus, I want the Pack to beat the Vikings because the local stations, again, he's up in Minnesota, are talking Super Bowl.
Child, please.
You don't think the Vikings should be talking Super Bowl right now? No? Okay.
You got to done it. Yeah, if you've done it before, yes. If you've gone to 4 and hasn't won any, stop it. You ain't winning the Super Bowl.
This comes from Alex. He says, the Pack looked better, and hopefully they can carry that on. You have to start somewhere. A win is a win. And
Rami, I'm going to tell you something real. Don't forget what you're about to say.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you something. How do you think the Giants feel? San Francisco beat them.
The Giants feel like they're about to fire their head coach.
Right.
Although they give them the vote of confidence today, which is almost always the last thing you do before you fire a guy.
A win is a win. How do you think the Cleveland Browns feel when they took Detroit all the way up? I mean, Detroit, they were winning in that game. And that may happen against the Packers. They may be winning at some time. But ultimately, it's up to your players to step up and make plays.
And when you lose your franchise quarterback, a Hall of Fame quarterback, possibly the best who's ever done it, the most you can hope for until you get him back. We talk about this all the time when Aaron Rodgers is healthy.
Yep.
And we talk about the possibility of him getting seriously hurt and what you're looking for out of the backup quarterback and the rest of the team should he go down. You're just looking to stay afloat.
That's it.
You're looking to stay.
That's all a backup quarterback's supposed to do.
You're looking to stay around the playoff picture until you hopefully get him back and then make the run that you know you can make with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Every win that you can get with Brett Hundley at quarterback is one that you should appreciate, and it's they're precious because you're staying in the hunt.
Yes.
Right now, the Packers are one of, I think, 10 teams that are that either have a playoff spot or are tied with the team who has a playoff spot before you get through all the tiebreakers and everything else. You're right there. And I know, Leroy, you just said a second ago you don't want Aaron Rodgers back this year.
No.
Man, you sneak into the postseason and you get that guy back, and with the jumble, the cluster that the NFC as a whole is right now, you are definitely in the Super Bowl conversation. All you got to do is stay afloat and
just
hang around the playoff picture until then.
You're right.
So I don't.
I mean, people think that when Jim Kelly went down, Frank Reich, I think, came in and kept him afloat. When you think about some of these other backup quarterbacks, I mean, some of these back, like Case Keenum right now is the poster child for keeping it afloat and kept the job. But I mean, I must say that I was a little surprised. Now, I moved that defense out of there. I had the Vikings defense in fantasy. I moved them out because I thought they'd probably go down there and watch it and play bad, and they did. They gave up 30 points. And some of it was in garbage, but still, you cannot give up 30 points and feel like you can go to the Super Bowl. But, again, you have to beat these teams. Now, listen, Cleveland is going to beat somebody because I don't think anybody in this day and age is going to go 0-16. So every time you beat them, you got to feel like there's one more win in the column for you to get to the playoffs.
By the way, Braden cleared up the Brett Goud situation for us.
Yeah, what did he say?
I was just about to look it up. He says Goud isn't on IR. They reached an injury settlement with him.
Yeah, can they sign him back?
Yeah, so he says we have to wait 6 weeks to re-sign him. I think 6 weeks from the settlement is after week 11.
Okay, yeah, they can get him back.
So they need one more to get through one more game, and then if Goud is healthy enough to play, they can sign him back to the squad.
Yeah. I mean, you may want to do that, though. I don't know. But if those kicks and timing and all that isn't right, go get him and let's see what happens.
Thanks for clearing that up, Braden. We appreciate
it. Thanks a lot, Braden.
Taking your calls right now.
Appreciate you having my back.
Asking how much stock, how much weight do you put in this Packers win? 799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. You can email live at 1057FM.
If you don't like it, you can call now. Gary's gone. So you can call back.
You can call about anything you want concerning the Packers' 23-16 win over the Bears. That's a question on the table right now, but any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, or observations that you had during or since that win over the Packers yesterday, get it off your chest on the Wendy's Big Show on the win, saying, I was just a Bears. That's a bad football team. How much stock, how much weight do you put in this win? 799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. With that or any other thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, or observations.
This is not college football. You don't get points based on the opponents.
Concerning the 23-16 win over the Bears yesterday. Speaking of college opponents, man, we got to talk about the Badgers.
Hey, man, 10-0 is I mean, they clinched their division or something?
Yeah. And we can't do it today. It's all Packers wall-to-wall today.
I get it.
But we got to get to this Badgers thing tomorrow.
We'll do that.
Yesterday, ESPN, I think it was ESPN Stats and Info, I saved the tweet, so I'll have it ready and locked and loaded when we have the debate.
Yeah, we got a spark in here.
According to them, the Badgers have the sixth toughest strength of schedule.
Oh, okay.
Among BCS Power 5 conference schools. Sixth in the country, and they sit at 10-0. And yet people are still questioning their credentials as far as a playoff team. It makes no sense whatsoever.
How many teams lost? Like ahead of them.
Georgia lost this week.
Notre Dame lost.
Notre Dame got crushed.
So Miami should be moving up.
I think Miami will move into the playoff picture this week.
Yeah,
I think they will.
That should be awesome.
Because they were getting disrespected same way Wisconsin was. But I don't think that you can continue to neglect Notre Dame after they knocked off what was the number three team in the country coming in.
If four teams with one losses are in, say, Alabama lose whatever, if four or three teams with one losses are in that playoff and the Badgers are undefeated and not in it,
That's
going to
be the most passionate and upset you'll ever see me over college football. Because college football on the total pole of sports for me is way down the list. But, man, I can't just stand by and watch what's happening right now if it continues to happen to the Wisconsin Badgers and they continue to get disrespected. Let's go now as we continue the Packers talk to Pete in Appleton. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Pete, what's up?
Hey, guys, how's it going today?
It's going well.
You know, I liked the win yesterday. I don't, you know, that caller Ted before. I'm sorry. Rami, you've watched the Bears, I'm assuming, and you know that their defense is good.
The defense is very good. I will say this. I think even as good as the defense was for a couple weeks there, They did play over their heads. I think they had four or five turnovers in the span
of 2 weeks. Twice
and a couple
Carolina.
Of touchdowns. They're not that. I think it's a very stout defense in the sense that they can stop drives and get teams off the field. I do think, though, that they still lack the playmakers and the guys that can turn a game on a dime and on one single play. But even with that being said, it is a very, very good defense that they have down there in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're a top 10 defense right now. So don't sit there and tell me that, you know, the Packers beating the Bears means absolutely nothing, because they took on a pretty good defense and they won the game in terrible condition.
Yep.
I mean, people, I think, are over, you know, looking that aspect of it. I mean, it was poor. I know it was for both teams. I get that. But, you know, when the Packers are, you know, they want to throw the ball. And I think that's harder to do in the rain. I just do. But I'm so sick and tired of people, no matter what happens, oh, well, we only beat this team. Well, we only beat that team. Well, who cares who you beat? They're the one on your schedule. That's what you're supposed to do. And I guarantee you nobody out there is going, well, yeah, the Patriots won all those Super Bowls, but look, they only beat the Jets every year, the Bills, and the Dolphins, who are all pathetic every single year.
Yep.
That to me is a garbage argument saying, well, you only beat this team. And like I said, I get very frustrated about that. Look, the Packers have, right now have a chance with Hundley at quarterback to win three out of the next four. They got Baltimore, then they got Pittsburgh, then they got Cleveland and Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Now, they can beat Baltimore, Cleveland, and Tampa Bay.
Absolutely.
Now, look, even with Aaron Rodgers in there, the game against Pittsburgh was going to be tough. So if Rodgers can come back at the end of the year, if they win three out of those four, I mean, if Aaron can get us two wins at the end of the season, we're in good shape.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate
thanks
it.
For the phone
all right, guys. You have a good one.
Same
and, that, and that's a very fair argument, but we also know that Trevathan kid mm-hmm. who hit Devon, he didn't play.
Yep.
But the Bears defense was a matter of fact, the Bears defense was very high in taking this week in fantasy. It was rated very high. On some boards, they were number one.
Yeah. Because of how poorly the Packers played
that's right.
for the last couple of
they
weeks without
two,
Aaron Rodgers.
In a row, you gotta rate them. So you would think and then the Packers defense was rated bad, but they held, you know, a Bears team to 16 points. If they hold everybody to 16 points moving forward, which I don't think that'll happen, but if they do, you're talking about a team that can win 3, 4, 5 in a row if your defense play that good, because you're assuming you're going to get some turnover. Now, they didn't get any turnovers yesterday, did they?
No, there were no turnovers by either team yesterday.
I think one of the first time I've seen that with two young quarterbacks, enormous interceptions all over the place.
Right.
Fumbles, Well, I guess, was it a turnover where he fumbled it to?
Oh, that's right. Yes, it was a turnover. There were no interceptions in the game yesterday, but that was the wrong turnover.
That had to shock you, though.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, no turnovers? These two young quarterbacks? So if you're a Chicago fan, you have to say, man, I'm encouraged by it. He had a couple touchdowns, 297 yards. But, again, moving forward, if you're a Green Bay Packers fan, you got to be happy about you put Hundley out there, you give him everything you need to win the game, and he won the game for you. It was on the line. Last play, check with me system. If they got 8-9 in the box, listen, we're going to go outside, stop and go with Devontae Adams. If they, you know, play cover 2, back up 6 or 7 in the box, we're going to run the ball and see can we run the game out. So I like the aggressiveness of Hundley on that particular play.
Here's a tweet from Ben. He says, the Bears have a solid D and have beaten or came real close against playoff-caliber teams. If we beat Cleveland like this, you might poo-poo the win. Hundley finally looked comfortable and confident. I will take all shapes of wins. A win is a win. I will say, I'm not going to put very much stock in a win over the Cleveland Browns. You should blow out the Cleveland Browns.
They got a pretty good defense, but, yeah. Now, they're going to throw you a lot of interceptions. But I'm going to tell you this week, Flacco going to give you 3 or 4 that you can take back to the house. But he's one of the best deep ball throwers in the game. He'll give you some opportunities. So, and they don't necessarily have a running game, but I'll tell you this, if they beat the Ravens, people are going to poo-poo that too. And that's okay with me. It's fine, as long as you keep winning.
I won't poo-poo the Ravens. I will poo-poo the Browns.
But if they beat Pittsburgh,
if they beat Pittsburgh.
But Pittsburgh is not playing that great though, Rami. If you look at it, I mean, I don't really think whoever owns Roethlisberger in fantasy, they can't be real happy.
But their defense has been tough.
Yeah, the defense has been
very,
the
very
offense
tough.
Offense has been the problem.
Yeah. And you wouldn't think. I mean, the offense
but
has been good
seems
enough
to be their number one receiver as of late.
Jeez, that kid is something else, man.
Yeah, man.
And they got Le'Veon. I mean, but that offense can explode on you at any
time.
With Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, now you add in Juju Smith-Schuster to it. Yep. And we know Ben Roethlisberger. He's not the Ben Roethlisberger of his prime.
But he can put up numbers.
He's still got it in him.
Yeah.
He's definitely still got it in him. You know who else puts up numbers, Laura? But nice low numbers that I like to see when I pay my bill. You guys over at WJ Kuhn Automotive.
Yeah, I
got to
get 2 tires, too. I want to check my
tires. I need new tires also.
They say you're supposed to use like a penny or something.
Yeah, if you put a penny upside down into the groove of your tires and you can see the top of Abraham Lincoln's head, then they say you need to change your tires. That's the old trick. That's the old trick that I was talking about.
So I got to get 2 back tires. Actually, I'm going to La Crosse this week.
Can I tell you something since you're talking about tires?
Yeah.
I texted Scotty over at WJ Kuhn Automotive, and I said, hey, man, I need new tires. Can you send me some options and some prices, et cetera, et cetera?
Right.
And he was like, well, I need your tire size.
You better knew it.
I'm so not a car guy. I have no idea.
Oh, Rami. You know, don't know your tire size.
I have no clue how to even find out my tire size. I had to Google it.
I'm taking your man card.
I looked at the wall of the tires, you know, on the side, and it's just got a bunch of, like, random.
You didn't see, like, a 270 slash 14.
That's what I'm saying. It just looks like a bunch of random non sequitur numbers, man. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I had to Google, how do I find out my tire size?
Oh, my God.
So now I know, and yeah. I'll get that over to Scotty, and he'll hook me up.
They'll take good care. That's what they're for. You're an expert on the radio.
I didn't want
take
to
ask your
car him.
To an expert.
I didn't want to text him back. Like, how do I find that out? Because when you're a guy,
he's used to it. Could I do the same?
When
thing.
You're a guy and you're dealing with a car guy, you feel like less of a guy.
Yeah,
you know what I
right.
mean? When you have to ask him a question like, how do I find out my tire size?
You're right. You're right, because I remember I asked him, why is this light staring at me? That's your engine light, fool. Come see me. My lights won't go off. Does this mean change your oil? Do I really need to change the oil? Yes, guys. The weather's about to change. Go see W.J. Coon in Oak Creek, 8511 South Howell Avenue. Go see Scotty Brooks. He'll take good care of you. The phone number there, 414-762-7900. They have great mechanics there. You actually get a chance to meet the people who are working on your car. Now, for some reason, if you can't make it over there, you can send them an email. That's info. That's info at wjkuhn.com. Send them an email. Go on the website, wjkuhn.com, and see the schedule appointments, and then you can pick your time, place, and things of that nature. And if you're an insurance company or you just got in a wreck, take it over there. They have a collision repair center. They'll give you a fair deal. They'll even wash and detail your car if you need to do that. One-stop shop. Go see W.J. Coon in Oak Creek.
By the way, Justin tweets, at Rami is tweeting, what I learned by Googling it, but I should tell everybody else out there who's not a car guy like myself.
Mm-hmm.
He says, easiest way to check your tire size is to open your driver door.
Yeah.
And look down left, there will be a sticker that
says the pressure too.
It says what size your tires should be front and back, and yes, what the tire pressure should be. How much stock, how much weight do you put into that Packers win over the Bears yesterday? 799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. You can email the show as well. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com. That and any other thoughts, comments, questions, observations, concerns that you had during or since that game, we'll take those as well on an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday when the Wendy's Big Show returns.
Sports Flash right now.
From the Masters East WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Mike Clemens. Masters East, locally owned and the largest leisure retailer in Wisconsin. Over $1 million of inventory. Is your rec room ready for the holidays? Let Masters East make it fun and memorable for the entire family. First on the Fan, the Packers get the win 23-16 over the Bears yesterday at Soldier Field. But one of the stranger plays we've ever seen, Bears running back Benny Cunningham runs down near the goal line. Stretches out his hand, the ball touches the pylon, and John Fox thinks it's a touchdown. So he throws the challenge flag. The refs end up giving the ball to Green Bay because it's a touchback. After the game, Bears head coach.
On the challenge play, well, I think, you know, every indication we had was that he scored, and if anything, he would be at the one or inside the one instead of, I think they spotted the ball originally at the three. Obviously, after replay and much time under, in fact, one of the officials thought he heard it's a touchdown. You know, obviously, that's a play you'd like to have back, but you know, that's not how this game works.
You ever see that, Clay Matthews?
Glad it happened to us.
Kind of a head scratcher?
No, I mean, you know, usually when the ball goes out of the end zone, that's a touchback, but I guess it's the same rule if it hits the pylon. Like I said, it's we were happy to have it, but unfortunately, I think we gave up, you know, the screen pass that went way too far, so we're happy to have that, you know, turn out the way in which it did.
Injuries for the Packers. Their running back Aaron Jones out at least a month with a sprained MCL he suffered after just three carries into the game. Basketball tonight at the BMO Harris Bradley Center as the Bucks host the Memphis Grizzlies, followed by our postgame show right here on The Fan. This update is brought to you by Stenny's, Milwaukee's number one sports bar and official hockey bar in Milwaukee. They can show any programs, including Chicago and Nashville games. I'm Mike Clemens at Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
On the Wendy's Big Show, I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with the Packer Hall of Famer and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler. We're going to hear from Mike McCarthy coming up at about 5:35. Right now, we're asking you, how much weight, how much stock do you put into that Packers win over the Bears yesterday? Some people poo-pooing it. Give us a call at 799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Answer that or give us any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, or observations that you had during or since that game right here on the Wendy's Big Show. You can also email live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Lots of people dismayed that I don't know how to check tire size.
It's okay.
On my Twitter timeline.
Oh, one thing I forgot to tell you about W.J. Kuhn. If you mention my name, they'll give you 10% off.
Oh, yeah, that's something you should definitely mention.
They'll give you 10% off.
All right. That's good to know. Let's go to Chuck in Hubertus. Hubertus. You're on the Wendy's Big Show.
What state that in?
Wisconsin, man.
That's in Wisconsin, and that's all here by Aaron.
Hey, well, give me another city that's close by.
Yeah. How about Menominee Falls?
There you go. Bingo. All right. Yeah. Come on in.
Yeah. Hey, a couple things. First of all, Leroy, I love listening to you because you always bring great insight into the Packers because I respect your opinion. First of all, you picked the Packers over the Bears this week, which I loved. You said that the other day. And number two, I think we need to give Hundley a chance. You know, he got thrown into the fire, and you could see him grow how he did. And that defensive coordinator from the Chicago Bears, he's always given Aaron Rodgers fits. And I think we just got to sit tight, and I think if they can go on a little roll here, we'll be okay. And with the defense getting a little healthier with Beagle playing, and with that Ahmad Brooks playing, I think that's going to help out a lot. And one more thing is I just want to make sure I just wanted to say something about that Marcellus Bennett. I think he was just a bad egg for that locker room.
Yeah, and it stinked.
Yeah, no, I really believe that. I think he, you know, I played ball. I never played on your level. But you know how it is. You got to have a team. You got to be all in or all out. And he had both feet out, and he didn't have both feet in. And that's just my opinion. I mean, I don't know a lot, but I can just see from the distance. I think with him getting out of that locker room, I think that's gonna bring him even more closer. So thanks, and I'll listen to you. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I love listening to you, man. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, but I appreciate it. Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
I think for the most part, your leaders on your team have to rally around any player, and especially on defense, because when Morgan Burnett's not there, you know, somebody like Ha-Ha Clinton Dix or Perry, some of these guys, they're going to be working with Brooks. See, Brooks is a nice veteran to have in there, but people like Vince Beagle, you know, got young, fresh legs. They're going to have to start stepping up, making plays, moving down, you know, down the stretch. And I think people know that. They're just waiting for this defense to kind of come together and understand that, listen, we're playing with a backup quarterback. We got to get turnovers for him. You can't let people drive the ball, you know, 6-7 minutes a game. You got to stop and get punts. How many punts? Can we find out how many? Did Chicago even punt? I mean, they did punt a few times because – Davis went back into the end zone to field it.
Right.
That's how I know they punted. So I know they punted a few times. But if you can get people to punt.
There were four punts.
Punt. See that?
By the Bears.
I mean, that's averaging one a quarter. You want to try to get.
Packers only punted once.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. You got to. That usually, if you're not punting, you're winning games. You want to try. If you're a defense, you got to try to make them punt six times. You bring them punt six times, that's almost like getting two turnovers. It gives your offense a chance to win the field position battle and give your offense more chances to score.
Give us a call at 414-799-1250. You can also tweet at 105.7FM The Fan like Matthew Olson did. He said they needed to prove they could win a game without Rodgers. Now you can stack success and gain some confidence. You got to believe. Leroy, is momentum real in football?
Yeah, it really is. It is.
I know it is within a game.
Yes.
And once you get things rolling your way, mm-hmm. they can keep on rolling that way. But from week to week, can you carry over the confidence and the success that you had in week 10 to week 11?
Absolutely. Look at the Saints winning seven straight. You don't see that very much. And that defense, young defense, people didn't think they were that great. But I'm going to tell you something. You have to start a streak somewhere. And you have to look at the forecast of looking at people like, you know, like if the equivalent of losing Aaron Rodgers, like Dallas Cowboys losing Ezekiel Elliott for six weeks. Now it's all on the quarterback to try to come up, put his team on his back to get into the playoffs. When you see Philadelphia, they have their quarterback, their young quarterback, and those guys look very good. So streaks do help, momentum help, especially if your coach is preaching nothing but positive, aggressive, swagger-like things to you. You have to listen to that and believe that you can get this thing done. If you don't believe, it will show on the football field. It really will.
And you have two teams back-to-back in the Bears and the Ravens, who even without Aaron Rodgers, you should be able to beat and get this ball rolling a little bit. Because you obviously, your confidence took a hit when your franchise quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback, goes down. And you lose two. Well, you lose three straight, the game he went down in and then the two subsequent games after that. So getting these two teams on the schedule back-to-back might be the best thing to happen to the Packers. But even by saying that, I guess I'm diminishing the win a little bit, am I not? I'm sort of poo-pooing those two teams and saying, you should get wins against those teams.
That's what most people say in the barbershop. I went there today. You know, people, the Bears, they don't play nobody for the next 3-4 weeks. So that I get that. But when you lose Aaron Jones and Montgomery, most people don't have a third stringer that can finish the game for you. It doesn't happen. Most people, you know, it's hard to have that kind of depth. But McCarthy's coaching his tail off. I mean, anybody can coach with Aaron Rodgers, okay? But when Aaron is not in there, you gotta do everything. And I think for the most part, he's starting to let Brett Hundley do what he would like to do. What are you good at? What do you want to do?
I still think.
And here it is.
I still think his hand was forced a little bit in that aspect, Leroy, by losing Aaron Jones and then losing Ty Montgomery. I really don't think.
I'm okay with that.
I really don't think he puts the ball in Brett Hundley's hands on third. What was that? Third and 10, third and 11?
It was third and something.
When he threw
Chicago
that bomb down the sideline to Devontae Adams.
Chicago thought they were going to get the ball back.
Yeah. And I think that if he has either one of his first two running backs, certainly if he has Aaron Jones in that spot, he's running the ball there.
Well, see, here's the thing that I've that goes into that. It was a check with me system. He would do the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. But Williams was running the ball perfect. Chicago didn't want to tackle him, okay? And they could have played it safe, run the football, and they'll probably stop him, okay, allegedly. And then the next day people are going to say, McCarthy, he's too conservative. Oh, I don't like the play call. But when he gives, you know, Brett the check with me system, if they're in 8-9-man fronts, we're going to throw it outside. He gets no credit for that. So I just think that sometimes as players and coaches, you have to just put your blinders on and let your fans defend you a little bit. Don't get in shouting matches like Demarius Randall. He can just a argument with people on Twitter. You don't need to do that.
It's fun to watch, though.
It is. And we're going to report on it.
Yeah.
But you don't need to do that. First of all, you're letting people know that you're reading their tweets. So, hey, listen, you don't have to do that. Just read the positive ones like I do.
Kevin King went back at some dude yesterday.
Yeah, and he got hurt.
He was critiquing his tackling technique. And Kevin King said, let me know when your next tackling clinic is. I'll be there and ready to pay.
Oh, my God.
How much stock, how much weight are you putting in a win over the Chicago Bears? Are you poo-pooing it? Leroy doesn't want to hear that you're poo-pooing a win.
Joe, don't.
Against the Chicago Bears. 799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, the fan. Touch on that or give us any other thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, or observations that you had during or since a Green Bay Packers win over the Chicago Bears 23-16. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, the fan. Drop us a line in the Wendy's inbox live at 105.7fmthefan.com and get in on the Wendy's Big Show on an Aurora Help.
He's in the game to the left of Hundley. He's in there. And Hundley now rolling right, looking, throws back shoulder in the corner. And it is a touchdown for Devontae Adams.
The new 2018 Ford F-150.
The highlight courtesy of the NFL on Fox, that was the drive of the game. It was a 8-play, 75-yard drive, 5 minutes, 10 seconds, capped off by the 19-yard touchdown pass, an absolute dime from Brett Hundley into the breadbasket of Devontae Adams. A difficult catch with the defender all over him. That basically cemented the win, 23-13. is what it made. The score final would be 23-16. This is the Wendy's Big Show on an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday. Taking any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, or observations you had during or since that win for the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Give us a call at 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Drop us a line in the Wendy's inbox. That's live at 105.7 FM The Fan.com. We'll hear from the head coach, Mike McCarthy, coming up at 5:35. Here's a tweet from JS. He says, was a good win for the Packers versus a good defense in poor playing conditions. Also tied for most points Bears have allowed at home this season. Falcons 23, Steelers scored 17, the Vikings scored 20, and the Panthers scored 3 points. I didn't even realize that. I'm a Bears fan. And I didn't even realize that, JS, that this was tied for the most points that the Bears gave up all season long. I think you got to give all the credit in the world for what the Packers offense was able to do against that Bears defense. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I'm not, and maybe we can get into this a little bit more in the 5 o'clock hour, I'm not as impressed with what I saw from the Packers defense against the Bears offense.
That's very fair. That's fair.
Because I almost never expect the Bears offense to really move the ball. And not very much not very much the fault of the rookie quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
What that guy's working with, man, is just he's got nobody to give
got
the ball
tight
to.
End. That was third stringer. They had a 31-yard catch on the bootleg when they went in a 4-3. And Matthews got a little, got a little nosy stepping inside. The guy throws him a delay to the tight end. He's wide open. I mean, that stuff, listen, if you can't stop that offense right there from driving down, you're going to have some problems. But, and you didn't get any turnovers. See, that's going to happen in the NFL. It's a quarterback-driven league. And if you want to make money, you got to step up and defend people. Because I'm going to tell you something. Indianapolis, they blitzed the mess out of Ben Roethlisberger and say whatever happens, happens. They brought the heat. Okay, and if you're going to do that, guys got to step up and, you got to step up and challenge guys. Get up there and challenge them. That's what Dick Geron used to always tell me, Rami. If a guy beats you and you challenge him, that's football. But if I'm going to be 12 yards off and just let him catch about 20 hitches and you miss tackles and fall to your knees and you slip for no reason, all that kind of stuff, he didn't like that. But if a guy gets up there, you jam and bump and run with him and, you doing the technique that he taught us, that's the frustration of Don Capers. He teaches these guys to be aggressive, and sometimes the guys are just not aggressive enough. But Nick Perry getting the 3 sacks. Now, one of the sacks, Trubisky should have threw the ball away.
Yeah.
I mean, he just let it just
– And he does – he does that like a lot of young quarterbacks.
Same thing with Huntley.
He wants
Huntley
to make something happen, and he's hanging on to it a little bit longer than he should. Yep.
And that's the same thing with Huntley. He saw when the pressure's coming from the left, he got to go Louis, slide that line to the left. Now you put the running back Williams to the right. You got max protection, and you give the receiver cover two, or you give him pattern two. Just tell him number two, nice slants and flats. You get slants inside, flats outside, and just get rid of the ball. But guess what? What if it's not a blitz? What if it's not a blitz? It's okay. You live to see the next down. What you can't get is sacked a free run hit on your quarterback. I think those are the things that he's going to have to teach him with protection. That's the thing. Aaron Rodgers looks at everything. When he's in the shotgun, he knows the play. Oh, they're in the 8-man front. Oh, they're in cover two. We're running the ball. Change the call so you can run the ball. He looks at guys leaning. He looks at guys looking at, just looking straight at the receiver. Oh, he's a man-to-man. He looks at a guy got one eye on you and one eye on his guy. Oh, that's a zone. If a guy leans, oh, he's blitzing. He's back on his foot. Oh, that's a combination zone. I got it all. Huntley has to remember all these things and then perform. It's a lot to play quarterback.
I'm really not, because I've been a Dom Capers defender. Mm-hmm. I've been a defender of really the entire Packers organization. When people want to bash Ted, when people want to bash Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. Want them gone.
Want him gone.
Yeah.
It's one of the better run organizations in the league. I would say it's number two right behind the New England Patriots. But Dom Capers, my confidence in him was starting to waver coming into this game, and nothing that I saw yesterday necessarily makes me go back the other way. I'm still wondering if Dom Capers is Not if he's a good defensive coordinator, because he obviously is with the track record and the resume that he's had up until now.
I understand.
Now. But I'm just thinking that the league might have passed him by in terms of he's a guy who his defenses rely heavily on making teams plod their way down the field, run as many plays as they can possibly run to get down the field, and in hopes that they'll make a mistake somewhere in the long line, whether that's a turnover, whether that's a costly penalty. Offenses are so risk averse now, especially in the passing game. You're seeing dink and dunk and guys, quarterbacks just willing to give what defenses are willing to take what defenses are giving to them. Even Jay Cutler isn't throwing a lot of interceptions anymore in the NFL in 2017. So I'm starting to wonder if Dom Capers is if the league has passed him by for his game plan and his strategy that he has. And nothing that I saw in yesterday's game changed that, because Leroy, I think any adequate run pass, and I think that's John Fox's philosophy of run the ball, control the clock, play good defense, and you'll walk out with the win. And they simply don't have the talent to do that. You need to mix it up. I mean, was there any point yesterday where you saw a play called by the Chicago Bears on offense and it surprised you, where you went, oh, I didn't see that coming?
Well, I didn't see the go route by Bellamy. I was wondering when they would do that.
Okay. But at that point,
Robin, they should throw 50 go routes.
Right.
Because at times House is a liability. At times Randall may be a liability. But House would step up and get a sack because Dom Capers would draw it up. Okay, I'll get your head into it. I'm gonna draw it up, you get a sack. Randall was all over Tariq Cohen. He was the guy going to stop him. Both of them, you know, short guys, they just let them kind of fight it out like two ants. But I will say this to the people who want him gone. It's very fair what you just said. I think it's fair to get that criticism. But the system works because most of these guys, they're always at the Packers camp wondering what they're doing on defense. And if you look at, and for the people who love New England, I'm going to say this about their defense, horrible. But this is what they'll do for New England. This is what they'll do for New England. Oh, since a month ago, they're only giving up 16 points. Hey, man, people were killing them people. Do you remember what Alex Smith did to them boys?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So that defense ain't all that, but you got Tom Brady to overcome it. So without Aaron Rodgers, the defense gets exposed. And that's on them, though. So when do you guys start to blame the players than Dom, or should it be 50-50?
Well, when they blame the players, then that's when the Ted Thompson criticism comes.
Absolutely.
Because those are the players that he chose through the draft or through free agency.
So I think it's a collective effort. When they win, it's a collective effort. When they lose, that's very fair. I think the Packers don't mind that criticism. What they have a problem with is when they beat a team, now we got to overanalyze why they did it. That's what frustrates McCarthy. Okay, guys, your guys are hey, y'all got fat on the 12-4. Y'all got fat on it. Now, there's no fat on that turkey. We got to grow this thing up before we eat it. We got to put some weight on it. I'm sorry to the turkeys out there.
Sorry to the turkeys. We're about to slaughter about a million of those things in about 9 days.
No.
What?
I will not eat a turkey, but I will get it from robbers, though.
But back to my point, Leroy, about the Bears' offense being predictable. You bring up the Josh Bellamy 46-yard touchdown pass.
Come on, man.
At that point, you were down. They were down 16-6 with 10 minutes left.
Yes.
At that point, and it's very much
they got all the momentum.
It's
right
very
there.
Much what I think happened to the Packers, where they were almost forced into trusting their quarterback. Mm-hmm. At that point, you're down 10 with 10 minutes left. You almost have to give it to the QB and say, here you go, man. See what you can do with it. See what you can do, young man. I don't think that was necessarily the greatest show or the most creative play call that you've ever seen.
Yeah, but if he'd have sat on it, that's when you don't trust. He had sat on just run and punt and play defense. You know, it's 16 to what, 12 or 13 at that point? 16-6, and then they score.
They made it 16-13.
16-13. Now you're thinking, okay, you're up 16-13. Just sit on it. Just let's see if the defense can win. No. They went down and answered. And he could have just ran the ball. Most people say they don't like his play calling anyway. Well, guess what? He made some good play calls on that drive, and so did your quarterback. So there's your answer right there. They could have easily made that game close, especially when you missed the field goal. And now you're putting the ball in Trubisky's hand. Most time quarterbacks go all the way down and tie it up. We got to win it with Aaron Rodgers with a field goal. But the defense stepped up. They came up and got him off the field when they had to. Clay Matthews got after the quarterback. Nick Perry, Mike Daniels, and these guys. Kevin Clark played a great game. But again, it's some holes in that defense. We know that. And they got to get it together if they want to go to the playoffs.
How much stock do you put in that win? 799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Check that Kool-Aid. Let's see how it's tasting today, Leroy. Last week it was bitter and chunky.
Ooh, it's nice and smooth.
Nice and smooth. That's a new batch.
Smooth.
That's a fresh new batch.
Yeah.
Of Green and Gold Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I got this thing from Northern Brewer. It's good.
Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane is next.
I mean,
on the Wendy's Big Show.
I'm going to get another one in the break.
On an Aurora Healthcare. Green and Gold Monday after a 23-16 win over the Bears. Get in at 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.